This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witts. Welcome to Morning Devotions. If you follow the history of the Olympic Games, you might remember the Olympic swimmer John Naber, N-A-B-E-R. John Naber didn't do very well in the 1972 Olympics and almost quit. But he did some serious soul searching. He realised that if he was going to stand any chance of winning a medal at the 1976 Olympics, he'd have to lower his time by at least 4 seconds. Now, 4 seconds is an awfully long time to shave, but John had 4 years to work on it. So he calculated that if he trained for 10 months a year, he'd have to lower his time 1/10 of a second for each month. So that became his game plan, and it worked. For in the 76 summer in the Montreal Olympics, John Naber won a bronze medal. It was hard work. He had to change his thinking. In some ways, what had happened, he'd got into a rut. And sometimes we give up on life. We hang out a sign that said, "Do not disturb, I've given up." Some even say, "Well, I guess my life's over. There's no hope. I can't change. I can't improve myself." And sometimes our friends can see better than we can that we're stuck in a rut, preferring our comfort zone. I want to talk about this today and again tomorrow because I think some of us can be in a rut and not know it, a relationship rut, while others might think of us as being in a rut at work. We just go to work because, well, I can't get a job anywhere else. Some of us might be in a rut in our marriage, maybe with our faith or health. I guess it's part of being human, but some people have got the knack of getting out of those ruts. And others seem stuck in them for years, months, years. And I think, all jokes aside, it is a serious topic. What do you want to do? Some of us play it safe all our life. We're not prepared to take any risks. And successful people in whatever field of life are those who want to press ahead. Now, someone has said, even if you are on the right track, you're going to get run over if you just sit still. So I'm saying sometimes we've got to stop and evaluate. The New Testament story of the prodigal son, that's in Luke 15, explains a young man who made some silly decisions because he was stuck in a rut. Living at home with his father, he was desperately unhappy. He wanted some action, but not the right kind, and he came to deeply regret what he did, and he made amends with his life and his father. He was in deep trouble, had no money, no food. He'd hit rock bottom. And it's interesting because in Proverbs 20, verse 30 in the Old Testament, it says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. How interesting. What is the motivation for your life? God has something new for you to do if you're willing to act on it now. It doesn't happen straight away, but God has promised to show you step by step. So how can I break out of a rut? Here are a couple of tips. First of all, assume responsibility for your own life. There are three kinds of people in this area: the accusers, the excusers, and the choosers. Now, the accusers, they blame everybody else. Their favourite phrase, I think, is, "It's all your fault," and they pass the buck. I think we've been doing this a really long time, from the very beginning of creation. We've had accusers, people who want to blame everybody else for their failure. Adam from the Old Testament, he blamed his wife. Eve blamed Satan. "It's not my fault, it's your fault." Accusers. Then there's the next category, which is interesting. Excusers. They've got an excuse for everything. They can justify it. "It was my parents' fault. That's why I developed all these resentments. I just didn't get on at home." The choosers. That's the third lot of people. They accept responsibility, and when they make a mistake, they own up to it. In actual fact, again, the Bible affirms these people. Proverbs 28:13. Here it is. "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful." There they are, the accusers and the excusers. And the verse says, "But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance." I want to just take this a little bit further tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. It's not easy. Sometimes we're stuck in a rut. Lord, lift us up. Give us a new vision, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.